Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Nadine calling with Magnificence Mind. And tonight we're going to be doing what is called an Essential Energy Tools 90-Minute Workshop. Really lovely where we have the 90 minutes in there. So what that means for you is that I will be leading for 90 minutes, and I will do my very, very best to be complete right at 8 o'clock Mountain. And I will stay on the line for as long as you do have questions that you would like to ask. But the work that we're going to do tonight will be completed in 90 minutes. So I'd just like to welcome everybody to the call. And just ask, open up, what brought you here tonight? So if you would state your name and then just one or two sentences about why you're here and what you would like to get out of tonight, that would be really helpful.
I'm Vicki Novak, and I'm here tonight because I had an experience at Pronost that made it very clear to me how vulnerable my energy field is. And so I was very drawn when I found out that you were going to be leading a group in Canada.
Nice. That happens in a couple weeks, actually. That class
that
Vicki's talking about is called Create Your Personal Power Field. And tonight is a taste. This is what I call your scratch and sniff to get you into and excited for Create Your Personal Power Field. So welcome, Vicki. I remember meeting you down at Pronos. Is that how that was enunciated?
Yeah.
Pronos?
Yes. Yes.
In Colorado, and you live in Montana, and you're going to travel up to Alberta to come join us in the snowy weather. Not that you don't have snow in Montana, but...
I was going to say, yes, with Faith Laffin, who is here tonight.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, welcome, ladies.
Yes. And this is Faith, Faith Laffin, and I'm on the call tonight because I've been the Advanced Mastering Alchemy work with you, Nadine, and I plan to be supporting you at the event in Calgary, and I wanted to participate tonight so that I feel very current with your teachings.
Excellent. Okay. Is there something you personally would like to get out of tonight?
I always benefit from visiting the tools of Mastering Alchemy, and I'm very excited to experience them through you.
Okay, great. Okay, who else? What brought you tonight?
I'm Carol, and I would like to join the Mastering Alchemy that's beginning in May, the level 2. So I want to learn how to master these the beginning tools, and so more personally, what I want is to learn how to stay centered and grounded and not have anxiety around people, not get pulled into drama, that kind of thing.
Okay. Anxiety, big word tonight? Mm-hmm. Okay. One more hot burning share. What brought you here tonight?
Hi, it's Cheryl, and I would say, excuse me, I'm here to learn more about it. There are a few areas in my life where I know the tools will really help, and what do I hope to get out of it? The start to learning.
Nice. Okay, welcome. Very welcome.
Thank you.
So, Canada, I noticed, Cheryl, that you have the boat in your little enunciation. So, do you live in Canada?
Yes, I live in Calgary.
Ha! See, I'm learning this. The enunciation is like, where are people from? And that boat is clear. It's a clear indicator of my northern friends. So, thank you very much for coming tonight. So, what I would say is tonight I'm definitely going to teach you 4, possibly 5 tools. So when I teach these tools, what I'm going to ask you is, would you allow yourself to play? Would you allow yourself to be in kindergarten? There's absolutely no way that you can do this wrong. So some of the tools, I'm going to give you some options with what you can play with so that you have choice on your side. Some of the tools are going to be, here's basically the tool you want to use with a direction of how to get there. And then at the end of the evening, in 90 minutes or so, I'm going to invite you into the Create Your Personal Power Field class, because I absolutely believe that when we learn how to master our energy, truly master every thought, every emotion, we are so empowered to live in choice. And with everything that's going on right now around us, living in choice, being able to take a breath and simply take a step back and observe what's going on, observe from a place of neutrality, really big word, neutrality. And for many of us, we have never had an experience of being neutral, like our car is in neutral. We put our foot on the accelerator and we want to go, but nothing's happening because we're in neutral. These tools give us that opportunity to simply take a step back, take a breath, choose how we want to engage out of neutral, and then from that place of having a tool or many tools, from that place of quiet, we can then choose how we want to engage. So tonight is about four, I say four, but I have a feeling I'll sneak a fifth tool in there. So hello to everyone. And I would like you to say hello to each other energetically. And how I'd like you to say hello to each other energetically is if you could all imagine that your crowns, the top of your head, we call it your crown chakra. And for those of you who've never heard that word, chakra is Sanskrit for energy center. And we have seven of them in the physical body, seven main ones in the physical body, and the one that sits at the top of your head is called your crown chakra. Would all of you simply imagine your chakra at sky blue? And that's the hello, saying hello to everyone else in the group at sky blue. And within that sky blue, can we create an agreement tonight that you are here for yourself, that all of the work, stuff that happened at work today, we're going to leave behind us, that the last email you read, we're going to leave behind you. If you didn't take the trash out, we're going to leave behind you. So for the next 90 minutes, can you give yourself permission to be here for you, to simply receive some new information, maybe old information in a put into a different way, but can you have that permission for yourself? So that's the first word I'd like you to anchor in, permission. The second word, we're going to build a little triangle here. The second word is, can you allow yourself to have new information? And can you be open to possibility that possibly tonight you will learn something that absolutely changes your life forever? So our words are permission, allowing myself to have something new, and the possibility that I will have a tool that opens a door for me, or the possibility that I will release something I've been holding on to for so long so that I can step into a new moment. So what we created was a triangle, and I'm going to put a fourth tip on that. So if you can imagine drawing a triangle out on the floor in front of you, where there's a point in front of you and two points behind you, and you connect those three points to create a triangle. On one side of the triangle, we have permission. On another leg of the triangle, we have allowing. And on the third leg of the triangle, we have the possibility that something magical is going to happen for myself tonight. And at the very top of that, if you'd look above your head and kind of put a little dot there, and now take the corners of the triangle that's on the floor with you and connect it to that point above your head. And with that one, would you put the word open? I am open to something new. So if you can imagine yourself sitting inside of that shape, we started with a triangle and we put a point above your head. You just constructed for yourself what is called a tetrahedron. And a tetrahedron is very, very powerful. It is called a platonic solid. It is one of the five platonic solids that we have on Earth. And the beauty about a platonic solid is what's referred to as sacred geometry. So we're starting here with this sacred geometry tonight that you just created, again, with permission to play, permission to be open, allowing possibility. And right, if you're sitting right in the center of that, would you also, right in the center where you're sitting, put the word accomplishment? That tonight I will experience accomplishment. So this agreement that we are all sitting in, inside of this tetrahedron, again, it's called a platonic solid. And by definition, a platonic solid has all of the angles within the shape have the same degree. All of the lines are the same length. And all of the faces have the same area. And I mentioned a little earlier that there are five of those. And as you come through the Mastering Alchemy program, if you will, we're actually going to be building all five of those platonic solids. Tonight, we started with the tetrahedron, and we're going to put the foundational work in to build what's called the octahedron. And we'll actually build the octahedron should you decide to come with me up into Alberta into the Create Your Personal Power Field class. But just to give them to you, you have a tetrahedron, three sides. You have a octahedron, octa, eight sides. We have a cube, which has four sides. We have a beautiful one called a dodecahedron, which, again, you will play with in the Create Your Personal Power Field class. The dodecahedron has 12 sides. And then the big bat daddy of them all is called an icosahedron. And the icosahedron has 20 sides. So I'll throw away information just to let you know we're starting and we're playing with the tetrahedron because of that triangle effect. And everything that I do usually has three legs to it. It gives a really great foundation. So you'll notice when I teach you this very first tool that we're going to do right now, and that first tool is, will you simply take a breath? And notice, when you take that breath, do you take that breath and stop it at the very top? So it might sound like this. And I'm holding my breath. And then I have to let it out. And I go, huh. So when I take that breath, there's a catch at the top. And there's a catch at the bottom. And if that's how we've been breathing or how we breathe when someone walks around the corner and scares us or shocks us, any time we hold that breath, we lock in the vibration that we were sitting in. So as an example, if someone scared me and I go, I locked in the panic or the fear into the cells of my physical body. I locked that fear or that belief structure that I got nailed in or I matched that person on. I locked it into my emotional body, and I locked it into my mental body. And they may have come around the corner and said something scary or said something shocking or said something painful, and that thought, that comment, had a charge on it. Otherwise, I would not have reacted that way with that breath that caught at the top. So tonight, the tools that you are going to learn are going to allow you to let go of belief systems, energy, emotions, thoughts, feelings that have gotten caught in the body. And some of them you may not even know are there. So this time I'd like you to take a breath. But I'd like you to change how you take that breath. If you simply put your awareness, shift your consciousness onto your breath, would you breathe in with me? And right before that breath reaches its top point, would you allow that breath to roll right into the out breath? And as that out breath comes down to the bottom, would you simply let it smooth out and breathe it right into the in breath? So the breath, instead of having a catch at the top and a catch at the bottom, the breath is going to have a circular motion. So let's practice the first three. Would you simply breathe three circular breaths for me? Inhale. Let it flow right into the exhale. Right into the inhale. Nice and deep. Right into the exhale. Right into the inhale. Right into the exhale. The beautiful part about breath, breathing, is that breathing brings you into present moment. And that is so huge. Present moment. Because in present moment, you're in what we call the fourth dimension of consciousness. Now, why might that be really important? If I can be present, higher dimension, higher level of consciousness than where we have been residing for many, many years, called third dimension of consciousness. If I can be in fourth dimension, a higher vibration, or fifth dimension of consciousness, where we will actually step into in the power field class, if I can live in four or five, my vibration is higher because I'm in present time. Right here, right now, as I'm breathing, circular breath. So just, again, put your awareness. Take three circular breaths as I'm talking. You put your awareness on the breath while the words are just passing by. When I can be in present moment, and I can be conscious of being in present moment, the world of choice opens up to me. And the world of choice is brand new. There is a concept that's been tossed around for years called the shift. The shift is coming. The shift is coming. Well, my friends, the shift has happened. And that shift was from a level of consciousness where there was no permission. The word choice did not exist. It was a place where there was no validation. That was that place that we lived in, again, for many, many years, many eons, called third dimension of consciousness. There was a lot of duality, right, wrong. We took it as good, bad, but that's how our limitation, our belief structure was set into place. And in third dimension, time was in the past, and then it was thrown into the future. So as an example, something happening in our past, I believe, I didn't see if Herb came on the line, but it looks like we have mostly women on here tonight. And we're all of an age where we've had a love in our life. We had an experience of putting ourselves out there and getting to know someone. And that, you know, hormones, if you're 12, 13 years old, your hormones, 14, 15, your hormones are raging. And we thought it was love. And we put ourselves out there. And everything is really, really lovely. And, ooh, I love you. And you love me. And, ooh, yum, 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 yum. Until it's no longer yum, yum. And then it gets painful. And in our ignorance, I'm going to use that word, in our ignorance, we as young people threw energy at each other. We would throw comments. We would throw very hurtful comments to each other. And we didn't really notice it when we were throwing the hurtful comments. But we definitely noticed it when those hurtful comments were thrown at us. We definitely noticed it when a mother or a father invalidated us, told us we did it wrong, or a teacher said, that's not how you do it, this is the right way, or you can't do that, you're not qualified. We heard those. And those thoughts have a charge on them. They're electrical. And when that thought happens, we also felt an emotion. So let's say, there was a time in my life I was a very heavy, heavy person, and when I taught high school, you know, they're not the kindest human beings, I'll be really honest, and I remember feeling very insecure when I went to school that day. I knew I was over 200 pounds, 225 pounds. I knew I was not looking the best I could ever look, and one of my male students made a comment that, oh, Miss So-and-so looks like a fat cow today. And I pretended I didn't hear it, but I did hear it. And that comment cut right through. But the feelings that happened was I was already feeling insecure. So then self-blame decided to add to the pile. Self-beat-up added to the pile. I'm not good enough added to the pile. And then it's like, well, I'm just going to eat over this and get fatter. Because if I'm already fat and blah, 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 blah. So you see the comment had a charge, and the emotions that I went to, they were not single. They were having a party. And most of you guys are from Canada, so you guys know hockey. And if you watch hockey, there's the puck, and the puck gets thrown across the ice, and all of a sudden, free puck, and you have 50 guys jumping on one little puck. That is how emotions magnetized to each other, just like that big old dump on top of the ice. So tonight we're going to learn a really cool tool called a grounding cord that is going to have two things to it to siphon off those thoughts that are electrical and all those emotions that magnetize to each other and become the big hockey cluster. So take a breath with me. I want to go back and talk a little bit about this third dimension. It's very important here. So in third dimension, let's go back to I'm 13, 14, 15, someplace my hormones are raging, and or maybe I'm 25, I've had my first love, and I make someone comes around and says, you're not good enough, I can't love you, I can't approve of what you're doing. Whatever the situation is, the scenario is, there's lack of approval. And in my young heart, I make a statement, I will never, ever, ever feel that way again. And so in my young innocence, I take the thought and all those emotions, and I wrap those emotions really nice and tight around that concept or that thought, and I stick them behind me, right back in my butt where I was carrying my body fat. And I say, never, 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 ever, 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 never, ever. And the universe says, wow, Nadine, I really love you, and I can see you're really vibrating at this never, 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 so I love you so much, I'm going to give you more, because that's what you seem to want. So all of this stuff that I wrapped really tight into a hard ball, and I put behind me, the universe is saying, you obviously want more of it, because that's where you're really vibrating at. It now lands right in front of me, and here I land right smack dab into that, and my past throws into my future. Then I say again, I never, ever, ever want to hear this again. I throw it in my past, and all of a sudden, it's right in front of my future. back, forward, back, forward. Past, future, third dimension level of consciousness. So breathe with me, because the beautiful part, the wonderful part, remember that triad that we talked about, three is a really powerful number, the first platonic solid, three sides? Well, on 12, 12, 12, in numerology, you take the numbers and add them together. So really on 3, 3, 3, the doorway was very graciously and lovingly closed to that level of awareness where there was no permission, there was no validation, there was all of this lack, this duality, this black-white, if you will, this struggle. The doorway was lovingly closed. 12, 12, 12. Breathe with me. And on 12, 21, 12, 3, 3, 3, the doorway was wonderfully, graciously opened to the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and on dimensions for us to step into. 4th dimension, time is in present moment. And that very first tool you learned, taking a breath, will automatically bring you into present moment. And wherever you vibrate in present moment is what the universe again says, I love you so much, I'm going to give you more of that. So if we are in present moment, how do we want to present ourselves? How do we want to take that next step forward? Do we want to be carrying around the dead horse behind us? Do we want to be carrying around the anxiety and the anger and the lack of self-worth or lack of self-belief that we were taught as a young child? Do we want to carry around, well, they broke my heart, so no one will ever love me again? Or can we let all of that go and choose, wow, I'd like to try on, what does it feel like to be happy? What does it feel like to be confident? What does it feel like to be certain? So take a breath and play with me. Would you simply right now be certain? Notice your body. I am certain right now. In this moment, I am certain. So look down. Do you have socks on? Are you certain you have socks on? Did you put underwear on this morning? Did you brush your teeth? Have you eaten today? Are you certain you had a meal today? And if you're shaking your head, yes, I am certain. So what does that feel like? Not think about it. What does it feel like in your body to be certain? And is that level of certainty different than when I said the comment about here's the, wow, so-and-so looks like a flat, fat cow today? Painful moment. You might have triggered on that and had what we call a matching picture or a matching vibration to someone spewing cruelty out of their mouth in their ignorance. So I can choose my feeling of, in this moment right here, right now, I'm certain that I brushed my teeth today. I am certain that I ate a meal today. I'm certain I had a glass of water today. And suddenly my vibration is completely different than remembering that memory of whatever that happened 20 years ago. So taking a breath brings us into present moment. I would like to tell you about the levels of consciousness, just so you have them. Present moment, fourth dimension. But the first level of consciousness, and none of you are here, but just so you know where this level of consciousness is, because many people are still walking around here. And this level of consciousness says, I am unconscious of being unconscious. Another way of hearing that is, I don't know what I don't know. My head is buried in the ground. I don't know what I don't know. And again, none of you are there because you're on this call. So take a breath with me. Let's be in present moment. The second or a next level of consciousness is, I know what I don't know. I'm conscious of where I'm unconscious. But it's easier to get to if I know what I don't know. So I am making my first trip to Canada, and I'm very clear that I know that I do not know what it's going to be like to cross over the border. I do not know what it's going to be like as an adult to go through customs in Canada. It's a brand new experience for me. So there's a level of just lack of knowledge of what that's going to be like. Another example is with the car that I drive right now, it has those electrical new, everything's electrical. I'm very conscious that I have no clue. When you open up the hood, I have no clue what I'm looking at anymore. It's not the vehicle that I learned to drive with, where you could see the distributor cap and the oil dipstick and the filter. I could see all those at that point. But here, with the new car, I'm very aware that I do not know what I'm looking at. Just another level of consciousness. I'm conscious of where I'm unconscious. Another level of consciousness is, I do not know what it is I do know. I'm unconscious of where I am conscious. And this is where we want to be in when we're learning to walk into the Create Your Personal Power Field class. Those of you who decide to come and play and build this beautiful power field around us, you will literally step into that place of, I don't know. I truly don't know all the wonderful gifts that I have available to me. I don't know how to turn that field on, but I'm going to come learn. I don't know all the libraries available to me, but I know that they're available. I do not know how clairvoyant I am or how clairaudient I am. I do not know all the skill set I have, but I'm willing to learn. That's where we're playing right now. I do not know. I'm unconscious of where I'm conscious, where I have that knowledge, and we are going to turn all that on. The next level of consciousness is, I am conscious of being conscious. It also sounds like, I am aware of being aware. I know who I am, and I make no apologies for being this amazing, beautiful, spiritual being having a human experience. Tonight, when we actually get into the part where we're going to use the tools you're learning to clean out, we're going to go to the places where you are unconscious and clean out. It doesn't mean you have to go remember all of the pain. We're simply going to point to places where you are unconsciously holding energy in what we call your energy field or your space or your aura. They all are the same thing. Your aura, your space, and your energy field. Three words for the same thing. So let's go to the second tool. I talked a moment ago about thoughts that are electrical and emotions. They magnetize to each other. So this tool is called a grounding cord. So take a breath, be in present moment with me. The grounding cord has two parts to it. It has a straight line, and then around that straight line, it has a coil. You are an electromagnetic field. Electro, remember electric, magnetic, magnetizing the emotions. you already are an electromagnetic field. What we want to do is siphon off all the thoughts, electric, and emotions, magnetic, that are not yours, have nothing to do with you, but you've been carrying them around for a long, long time. So here's kindergarten. Here's where you get to play. Would you imagine right out in front of you a beam of light? If you prefer, you can use a tree trunk, or you can use a rainbow, stream of butterflies. This is where you have all the permission in the world. All that we're looking for is something that's straight right now that has a top end and a bottom end. Now, the other thing I'd like to point out to you is you have a first chakra, a root chakra, sitting right at your tailbone. So would you reach out to that straight line right out in front of you? Would you grab the top of it with your non-dominant hand? Grab the top of that straight line, and would you reach around and plug it into that root chakra, that first chakra energy wheel that's sitting right at the tip of your spine, your tailbone? And just like a plug you would plug into the wall to ground the plug, would you plug it in and then kind of give a tug on it to make sure it's securely attached to your tailbone? Now drop it. It's going to drop below your butt about 2 feet. And now right there, again, you get to be in kindergarten, right around that straight line, would you simply imagine a coil, just coiling around that straight line? Take a breath. Now right by your right hand, there is a switch and a dial. The switch will allow you to turn that grounding cord on or off. So would you flip it to the on position? And now there's a dial that goes from zero to full release. Since you gave yourself permission tonight, where would you like to turn that dial so that for the rest of the evening you can let go of what is not yours? How much permission will you allow yourself tonight? Now, as I look around, everybody, the new people, your grounding cords look like they're about the size of an arm, the size of your arm. And that's not a whole lot of diameter for all the crapola to leave the body. So would you simply be certain here, that vibration we did before, be certain, and in your certainty, will you give the command to have that grounding cord be the size of your hips? The coil will then kind of be the size of your calf, the bottom of your leg. And just notice what shifted for you when your grounding cord shifted from the size of your arm to the size of your own seat, your own hip structure. And take a breath. Just be aware. Now, let's play. Would you give yourself permission to give the command to allow that grounding cord to double its size, so it's to be double the size of your hips, and allow the coil to be the size of your thigh, or what we call your quadricep, your thigh muscle? Again, notice what you notice. Now, somebody earlier mentioned that there was a little bit of anxiety going on in their life. So if you can relate to that at all, anxiety, I got pipes bursting everywhere, I don't know how many people are coming to visit me, I don't know if I'm going to have food coming, I don't know how I'm going to pay the next bill, I'm not sure if I'm going to put air in my tires. Whatever anxiety or angst or worry or nervousness that you might have experienced, or upset, maybe you were involved in an argument or a really painful conversation in the last week, whatever the emotion is that you felt in that moment or are feeling right now, would you give the command to that grounding cord to be 3 times larger than that emotion? It will expand. It's not going to swallow you up. It will still stay attached to your root chakra right at the tip of your tailbone. And when you expand that straight line to 3 times larger than the emotion you're wanting to release, the coil will then be about the size of your hips, which is really lovely. It's a nice diameter for what's not you to release out the grounding cord. So would you take a breath to bring yourself into present moment? Tool number one, take a breath. And would you simply say hello to your grounding cord? We're going to use this many, many times tonight, this grounding cord. So I'm going to teach you a third tool, then I'm going to open the line for you to share what you're noticing about your energy field right now, your space. So stay with your circular breath 3 times, 3 circular breaths, and simply allowing that grounding cord with us just putting our awareness on it to siphon off, begin that process of siphoning off what is not mine. And there's a particular reason we put it to the first chakra. Again, chakra, energy wheel, that base chakra, root chakra, right at the tip of your tailbone, that has held so much energy around survival. Fear, fight, flight, I'm going to freeze. That rigidity right there in that first chakra. So if we wanted to have permission to let go, a really lovely place to start is at the root of where that fear got triggered. So for purposes of tonight, no one is going to get killed tonight. No one is going to get run over by a bus. There is no fear that's going to happen at all on this call. Would you give yourself permission to turn that first chakra down to 10% open? There's absolutely no reason that that should be blown full wide right now. Keep the grounding cord. Again, it's set at 3 times larger than anything we want to release tonight. But the chakra itself, give it the command to turn down to 10% open. There you go. Very nice. And just notice what just happened in your bodies when you did that. Would you allow yourself to relax the body? A little bit more information here. I told you on 12-12-12, the doorway to the third dimension was closed. And on 12-21, thank you, the doorway was open to this wonderful opportunity we all have to step into present moment. And at the same time, 2 waves of energy started moving through our planet. The first wave of energy starts in the center and it expands outward, like if you dropped a pebble in a pond, you have those concentric circles expanding outward. This wave spreads light, the light of all that is. It spreads knowledge. It spreads wisdom, and it spreads the ability to access the higher dimensions. Everyone on this planet that is able to breathe, so every living, whether it's an animal, a human, it doesn't matter, every living being is being affected by that first wave that's moving from the center out. So as all of us are releasing who we're not, as all of us are rising to a higher dimension so we can access that higher dimension, as all of us are dumping out, again, what's not us, it's possible that we're bumping up against what other people are releasing as well. So the next tool, couple tools I'm going to teach you is how you can not be affected by what other people are letting go of as this wave spreads from the inside out. And take a breath. The second wave has one purpose, and that one purpose is to create harmony. And that wave moves across horizontally across the planet. So it's as harmony is coming through, it's moving around all the knowledge and wisdom and the access to higher light. And again, it's in that place of, do I have tools that allow me to manage who I am? There is a part of us, I call it the jabbermouth, the non-stopping, that for me usually sits across over my right shoulder. You may have heard this term, your rational mind. The rational mind has two purposes. The rational mind is meant to keep you safe, and it's meant to help you fit in. But for much of the work that we're going to do, the rational mind has no idea what to do. So tonight I'd like you to give yourself permission to allow the rational mind to be quiet. And I'm going to teach you the next tool, which gives you a different observation point. And here, the rational mind does not belong. The only person that belongs where we're going is you. So if you would do me a favor, if you would take your hands and point them towards the ceiling and have your pointer finger pointing towards the ceiling. Everybody, put your hands up. There you go. All right, now would you take your index fingers and put them on your temple? Right, usually when you have a headache, you know, right on those sides of the temple. Now, would you raise your fingers so that those temples, those pointer fingers are facing each other? And would you imagine a line going through your head, joining the left finger through the head to join the right finger? Now, would you pull your fingers off your head, rotate them around 90 degrees, so you have an index finger right in the front of your forehead and an index finger on the back of your head? And same thing, would you imagine a line joining from the front finger to the back finger? Okay, now you can take your hands down. And again, close your eyes with me this time. Would you imagine that line going from the left to the right through the center of your brain, joining the line that went from the front of your head to the back of your head, right where those two lines cross or intersect, is called the center of your head. With your eyes closed, would you simply be there right now? Be in the center of your head. And would you follow three circular breaths? Again, that circular breath, breathe in. It rolls right over to the exhale. The exhale rolls right into that inhale. Follow three of those while you're sitting in the center of your head with a grounding cord on, turned on, hopefully on full release, where you've given it the command to siphon off all that is not yours. The thoughts, electrical thoughts, emotions that are magnetic, that are not mine, I'm going to let them go. If there's anyone else in the center of your head, which there should not be, but in the event that there is, would you please kick them out? You can sweep them out. You can fire hose them out. The only one that has permission to be in the center of your head is you. If you are ever confused about making a decision, it's because somebody else is trying to get in the center of your head. Big clue. I'm confused. I can't make a choice. clean out the center of your head. So would you breathe your eyes open? I'm going to pull you all off of mute, and what I'd like to hear is 2-3 people share what you're feeling right now, what you are noticing in your energy field with being in the center of your head, being grounded, and following circular breath. So the line is open.
This is Carol. I noticed that even though I didn't think I was doing the grounding cord right, that as soon as I did that, there was just so much relief, even though I was confused and thinking I wasn't doing it right.
Excellent. And honestly, you cannot do it wrong. Not possible. Thank you for sharing, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
This is Vicki. I found that right now I'm looking around the room that I'm in, and it looks completely different. I mean, it's in clear focus, or generally it might be hazy.
Good.
The grounding cord was too small at first, and I had the release on full. That wasn't very pleasant. I was really glad we widened it.
Yes, and you can widen it as wide
that.
As you need to, okay? It's your command,
yeah,
your grounding cord.
As it expanded, then the release was, it was effortless. It was like, oh, I really need a lot of space for that. You know, so I had it way too small at first, and I could tell the difference.
Good. Good awareness. So I'm going to tag on to something Vicki just said. My room, you know, we're in a room, and the room is shifted. So you can ground a room, and there's two ways to ground the room you're sitting in right now. The first way is to simply look around the room and claim it. Mine. Very fast. A second way to ground a room is to imagine, again, we're in kindergarten, imagine ribbons coming from the corners that are at the top of the ceiling and ribbons from the bottom corners of the floor and pull all those ribbons right into the center of the room and drop them down the room's grounding cord. So everyone try that. Ground your room, again, either by saying mine, or by the corners, ribbons in the top corners, bottom corners, grabbing them all, dumping them down the center of the room. And what I notice is typically is the grounding cord for the room usually coils in a clockwise formation. You can also, this is just add-on information, you can ground your car, and I highly recommend you ground your car when you're driving, especially if it's really nasty roads or there's a lot of people on the highway. Ground the car. All right, so anybody else like to share what you're noticing right now? Okay, let's move on. Cheryl, did you want to say something?
No, I won't.
Okay, good. I just noticed you popped into a different part of my screen, so... Okay, I'm going to put you on mute again so we have a clean recording for you, and we're going to go on to the next tool. So we have three tools so far. The first tool is your circular breath. Breathing brings you into present moments. The second tool is my grounding cord, again, that's comprised of a straight line and a coil. The straight line siphons off all the thoughts that are not mine, and the coil siphons off all the emotions that are not mine or that no longer serve me. They might be mine, but they no longer serve me. Okay? And the third tool is the center of your head. So now we're going to go on to the fourth tool, and this is powerful. This tool I would say the reason I call this essential energy tools is no matter what else you learn, these are the ones that you always come back to. No matter what's going on, you want to be in present moment, take a breath. So this next tool is called the Rose Tool. And quite honestly, you can use anything for this tool. I use a rose for one of two reasons. The first reason is there is a concept that the higher a vibration is, it will always absorb a lower, slower vibration. Higher, faster absorbs lower, slower. So think about it. You ladies, you might have cooked before or made a pie or a cake, and if you have those mixing beaters going and you're really slow, the beater's really slow, and you're trying to get the eggs moved into the flour, if you turn the speed on high, all of a sudden you have liquid because the higher, faster vibration absorbs that slower, slower flour and the dry ingredients. And if you put more liquid in, higher, faster absorbs lower, slower. So everything is energy. Emotions are energy. Lower, slower vibrations are those that are vibrate like at shame, blame. Those vibrate about 10, 20 megahertz. We have frustration, anger, hatred, really low, heavy vibrations. We have vibrations of excitement and acceptance and joy, higher vibrations. If you've ever been exposed to an essential oil or essential oil teacher, they will let you know that the oil of a rose probably cost about $600 US per ounce. Very, very high vibration. So the oil of rose vibrates at 320 megahertz on the energy wave. So if we want to take a tool that's a higher, faster vibration to let go of the emotions, those feelings that are lower vibration, a rose is a really wonderful tool. So take a breath with me. Now, raise your hand if you have ever had this experience. You're shopping and somebody runs up to you or walks into your space and they got way too close for your comfort. Has anyone had that experience? Way too close. You wish that they were, you know, 20 yards away. Or you walk into a meeting and there's all this anger around and you just want to get out of the room. You're in an argument and someone is leaning into what I call your energy field and they're shouting at you because they're too close to you. So what we're going to use the Rose Tool for is to delineate where you end energetically and where the world begins, or what we call Shakespeare's theater. So if everyone would take your hand, your arm, reach your arm out right in front of you, as far as you can reach your arm out in front of you. Now would you turn the palm of your hand to face you? Right there, when you're looking at your own palm of your hand, that is the edge of your aura. And if you notice, you don't just walk around going forward. You can stretch your arm out as far as you can to your left and your right. It goes behind you. You can stretch your arm out above your head. And we know that you walk on the ground, so your aura would have to go under your feet as well. So everyone has seen a rose at some point in your life. Or if you got my email, you got a rose on the email that said, come to the Energy Tools Workshop. Would you simply allow yourself to imagine a rose? And now would you very purposefully, would you place that rose right where your hand was sitting, right out in front of you? So again, reach your hand out. If you need to close your eyes so you can reach your imaginary hand out and turn that palm to face you, would you place that rose right in the palm of your hand? Now, point of observation. Is your rose only got 14 inches of a stem and a little bloom? What would it be like if you give yourself permission for your rose to be 3 foot tall? What would it be like if you give permission for that rose out in front of you to be your same height? Your choice. And all this rose says is, I am only responsible for what's on my side of the rose. Anything that's on the other side of that rose, all that I'm going to do is observe it. Like I was sitting in a movie theater watching something play out on the screen of actors out on the screen. Not my life, not my issue, not my problem. I'm only responsible. I only have ownership for, accountability for, what's on the inside of my rose. So take a breath. Now, would you duplicate that rose? And now would you take your left imaginary hand, and would you take that duplicate and place that duplicate rose on your left-hand side? Would you duplicate it again? Take your right hand and move it to your right side. Would you duplicate it again and put it behind you? Would you duplicate it again, put it above your head? Would you duplicate it again and put it below your feet? Would you be in the center of those 6 points? And just a hint, this is the start to building the second platonic solid called an octahedron. I have a point in front, a point behind me, point on the left, point on the right, point above me, point below me. We will also have lines that connect those at some point. But for right now, would you simply be inside of these 6 roses, feeling a sense of containment? And would you just notice, this is all I have to be responsible for? And would you own it? All of this is mine. I can expand into all of this. Own all of this. Mine. In the center of my head, with my grounding cord on, within my 6 roses. And would you follow 3 circular breaths? And I'm going to open the line up again so that you can comment on how you're feeling now. What is the difference now that you're feeling that you were not feeling a few moments ago? Okay, the line is open.
This is Vicki again. I feel a sense of comfort and safety.
Okay, comfort and safety. Okay.
And power is not the right word. Confidence.
Confidence. Good. Okay.
It's Kathy. I would say safety. It's like a kind of like what Vicki said, a comfort, but more of a safety zone.
Okay. Good.
This is Carol. It really struck me when you said mine, really owning that space.
And you can have all of it, right? This is not something we share with someone else. This is mine. And many of us, we've been walking around thinking we have to shrink back from life. I'm too much for them. And it's not that we're too much. It's that our energy has been mismanaged. And if we can learn to only manage this space and become very masterful in this space, behind your roses, right here where you're sitting in the center of your head, grounded, behind your rose, you have the ability to observe what's on the other side of the rose. Take your time. Observe it. Do I even want to engage? And if I do want to engage, what's the emotion, what's the feeling that I want to engage in? And I'll choose that emotion, and then I'll step into my creation. I'll step into my choice. So the beauty that I love about the rose is it gives you time to breathe, to slow down, to choose. Okay, I'm going to put you on mute again. We're actually going to do some work now. If you're all willing, we're going to work. So I told you the beauty of this rose, many, many facets to the rose. So we're going to use the rose in a different way. So you have six roses that are what I call they delineate, again, where you end and where others begin. The others are on the other side of the rose. So would you choose right now, just note, what is the color of your roses right now that signify, here's my boundary line, if you will. The rose can also be used to clean up, to release. So we're going to now clean you up a little bit. We're going to allow you to have release tonight. And we're going to clean up your aura, your energy field, your space, which is inside of those six roses. So eyes open, eyes closed. It's up to you. You might have more success this first time tonight if your eyes are closed. Remember permission. Can you allow yourself to let go and have the possibility that you're going to walk away tonight completely shifted? So would you create a rose? Imagine a rose that's inside of those six now, inside your aura, a rose inside of your aura. And would you allow it to be a different color, just for ease of your own journey tonight, allow it to be a different color than what is your boundary roses. So would you give the command to have that rose collect up where you didn't have confidence in your life? Somebody else said something or behaved in a certain way that stripped off your confidence in yourself. Just let that rose collect all of that. No confidence. And it might have started when you were a little child. You know, you were running. You just think about it. You're learning to walk. And in that walking, maybe you tripped and boom-boomed, and your mom or dad or the neighbor rushed over to you and picked you up because you're screaming. And fear set in because, oh, that must not have been right, and took the confidence away. And had they let you just fall, you would have knocked yourself on your butt. You probably would have hiccuped a little bit, but you would have went, oh, that wasn't so bad. I can try it again. So somebody else put something out there in your way that took away that ability for you to be confident. Now, would you create a second rose right next to the first one? Would you give this second rose the command to collect up where you yourself allowed yourself or did not allow yourself to be confident? So you stripped your own self-confidence. You lied to yourself. You put a disbelief out for yourself, and you bought into it. I can't do that. I don't have enough knowledge to do that. Self-confidence was stripped away, but you did it to yourself. And breathe. And would you create a third rose? And would you now give this rose the command to collect up the energy of where you took somebody else's confidence away from them? In our ignorance, rather than being the victim, we became the perpetrator. Simply allow the rose to do the work. Now, you might notice that your body is a little tight, that there's some tightness in the lower back, in the abdominal wall, in the breast tissue, in your lungs. Just notice if you have a tightness in your body. And all that we did was point out where there's no confidence or confidence was stripped away. And all of that energy is sitting in those three roses. So you're at choice right now. Would you like to hang on to all that, or would you like to let it go? And if you'd like to let it go, would you simply drop all three of those roses down your grounding cord? And as it's going down the grounding cord, it's going to collect up any more unconscious lack of confidence and take it down to the center of the Earth Mother, where she is begging for fertilizer. She wants what you're giving her right now. She's excited about what you're giving her right now because she's going to transmute it and use it for beautiful flowers that's going to pop up here in a couple weeks because spring is here. I'm here to command it. Spring is here. So simply allow those three roses to go down your grounding cord. Would you take a breath? Would you create another rose? And would you collect, give the command to this rose to collect up the energy around denial. You were denied something. Denied the privilege. Denied the knowledge. Denied an opportunity. Where were you denied? Four years old, and you want a lollipop. And you were denied. No, you didn't finish your dinner. You cannot have the sweetie. 7 years old, and you want to go over and spend the night with your girlfriends and have a sleepover. No, you're not old enough. No, it's too dark. No, we don't know the parents. No, they're the wrong color. No, they're the wrong belief system. They don't have our religious beliefs. No, they're the wrong sex. No, they're the wrong whatever. You were denied. And would you breathe, bring yourself into present moment, allow the rose to clean up all of this energy out of your field. Denial is a very big word in that third dimension we came out of. No permission. With that denial comes the lack. So would you create a second rose? Would you give this rose the command to collect up all the times, all the ways that you have denied yourself? Maybe you said you were unworthy. However you worded it, however you vibrated that feeling, would you simply allow this rose to collect up all those energies, all the times you denied yourself? Would you give the command for this to collect up the energy out of your ovaries, out of your fallopian tube, out of your uterus, specifically out of the second chakra? The second chakra sits two fingers below your belly button. It holds all of the energy around your creativity. So would you collect up all the ways, all the places you denied yourself your femininity, you denied yourself your sexuality and your sensuality, you denied yourself your creativity. This is huge for many of you on the call. Would you breathe, bring it into present moment. Ooh, big one. Okay. And if you're crying, let the tears flow. This is not about blaming yourself. This is about letting go of where you have, in your ignorance, hurt yourself. It's time to let this go. It no longer serves you. Now, would you create a third rose? Would you give this rose the command to collect up where you denied another? Please, can I go there? No. Will you love me? No. Will you hold me? No. Can I do this? No. But I, no. Just allow that rose to collect up all that energy. And again, notice where else in your physical body you're tight. And simply say hello to it. And as soon as you say hello to energy in your body, it'll automatically be attracted to that rose. Let the rose collect it up. So those of you who are carrying tension in the back of your neck right now, in the back of your, what we call your scapula, your neck, let it go. Now, let's release all of this. And a second way of releasing is to put an exploding device underneath the roses. When you explode the energy, it allows that energy to break down to its smallest particle. And that smallest particle is called an adamantine particle. It cannot be divided anymore. So if you would put an exploding device under your rose, or roses, like firecrackers, C24, C4, whatever it's called, a bomb, blow it up, and the energy that needs to go back to other people will be released so it can find its way back home, the residue will go down the grounding cord. Do not hang on to this. As pretty as those roses are, let it go. Would you breathe yourself into present moment? And notice the shifts in your body. And let's go for another big one. Would you create a rose? Would you give this rose the command to collect up the energy of where... This goes with denied, but just a different vibration of where you were withheld, love was withheld from you. Love was withheld. You were a little child and really wanted to be held. And touch, love, nurturing was withheld from you. For whatever reason, love was withheld. Allow the rose to collect it up. Would you create a second rose? You know the pattern now. Would you give the rose the command to collect up where you forgot to love yourself? Where you did not allow yourself to love yourself, where you still look in the mirror and say, I could love everything but that one thing. Would you collect all of that one thing, allow the rose to collect that up. All the ways that you did not give yourself permission to absolutely immerse yourself in love of yourself. Allow that rose to collect up all those blockages, all those programming, all of that which is not you. While that rose is working, would you create a third rose? And give this rose the command to collect up all the energy of where you could not love another. You could not provide for them that level of intimacy, that level of nurturing, that level of giving that they required, that they needed. You couldn't do it for yourself. And if you couldn't do it for yourself, how could you possibly have done it for them? Simply collect up all that energy. A third way to release energy is to put it in a flame. Big flame. Burn it up. We use what was called the fire element. Burn it up. It will, again, reduce down to the smallest particle and become ash, and the ashes will go down your grounding cord. And would you breathe yourself into present moment? Now, feel your body. We have released a lot out of your physical body, out of your emotional body, out of your mental body and the physical, out of your physical body and your whole aura. We have cleaned it out considerably. There's still a lot more to do, but for what we got to do tonight, you've cleaned out quite a bit. Now we want to fill you in, and we want to fill you in with you. So this is a fifth tool. I call this the golden sun. So would you imagine a big ball, a big golden sun sitting right on top of your head? Would you give this golden sun the command to go collect your confidence? Where did you leave it? Where did you visit? What playground were you on that you left your confidence? What relationship were you in where you left your confidence? Simply give that golden sun the command, go to the edges of the universe and beyond if you like, but would you collect up all of my confidence and bring it back to this gold sun? And you will only collect yours. And as that gold sun is getting bigger and bigger, would you reach up with your non-dominant hand and pop that gold sun, allowing that liquid gold, it's going to feel like warm honey, warm honey, kind of just floating. It's going to come through that crown chakra right at the top of your head, and it's going to run into your head, your neck, your face, your arms. It's going to flood your body, flooding every cell with gold, confidence, gold. Would you allow that gold to come down into your chest area, down your armpits, down your arms, out your fingertips? And as that liquid comes into your chest, into your breast tissue, into your lungs, allowing it to come further into the organs of the body, would you create a second gold sun above your head? And would you have it collect up validation? Where did you leave all the times that you could have said, yay me, I'm so wonderful, I did a good job, I'm going to validate myself, I'm going to be pleased with myself, I'm going to celebrate myself? Would you give that golden sun the command to collect up all of your validation for you. Self-validation. I am a really cool person. And I get to celebrate me. I get to celebrate every action I take because I'm owning all of this space in my six roses. And as that confidence liquid is now coming into your hip area, would you reach up and pop that golden sun about self-validation, allowing that gold of self-validation to flood in and mix with and immerse with the confidence. Swirling together. I am confident and I am pleased with myself. And would you be certain as this liquid gold is flooding through your body, filling every cell with you, confidently with you, validating you, celebrating you. So as that confidence is coming down your legs now, it's going to come out your feet. As it comes out your feet, it's going to touch the rose below your feet and turn it gold. Filling up, starting to fill in that aura around you with liquid gold. As that self-validation floods more into your chest cavity, into your lungs and heart, pumping every beat of your heart with self-validation, confidence. And would you put a third gold sun above your head? And would you fill that with all the love you have? The love you have for you. I love me. I don't need your validation outside of myself. I don't need your approval. I love me. And there's nothing I have to do for it. I love me just the way I am. Would you allow that self-love to grow? And would you reach up and pop that self-love, allowing self-love to now flood in with self-validation and confidence. As you're allowing that gold to billow out around your feet, it's going to start filling in the aura outside of your skin all the way to those roses. And it's going to turn all of your roses gold. The rose in front of you, behind you, to the left, to the right. Eventually it's going to hit the rose above your head. And would you own this? Mine. Mine. All mine. And would you allow yourself to immerse in it, embrace in it, so that you can emerge in it, in the gold of you, the confidence of you, the validation of you, the love of you for you. Simply allow yourself to be all of this. In the center of your head, with a grounding cord on, turned on, full release. All that I'm not is going down that grounding cord, because anything that's not like validation is going to go down, and anything that's not like the love I have for myself is going to be siphoned off, and anything that's not in all this confidence that I am is simply going to go down that grounding cord, down to where the Earth Mother needs fertilizer. My gift to her, my gift to me, to let go of what I'm not, so that I can stand in this beautiful gold of who I am. And would you be certain right now, with that same certainty that you had a glass of water earlier, or a meal earlier, or you're wearing socks earlier, that same certainty, and would you own this? We call it being senior in your field. Not that you're old, it's just that you own it. mine. My opinion is the only one that matters inside of these six roses. Would you wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes? And if you have the ability to stand up where you are right now and not unplug your phone, would you stand up into that gold so that you know no matter how you stand, forward, back, side, whether you're sitting down, standing up, jumping, lying down, you are, within these 6 points, filled with you, filled with gold, filled with love. Would you take 3 circular breaths for me? I'm going to pull you off mute, and you will validate this for yourself by sharing. Make it real. So the phone line is open for any who would like to share. I know sometimes that when you get to this point, this is big. This is big. So validate yourself. Come on the line and share. I heard somebody.
It feels delicious.
Good word. I like delicious.
Delicious. And my cat started purring, and she jumped in my lap when she wasn't getting out.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I find that whenever I'm doing work like this, my animals are definitely in the room with me. They're very much healers.
She's very present.
Yes. Did anyone have a new experience of when you were letting things go? What did you notice when you were letting things go? And was that different than when you brought in the gold?
Do you mean when we were letting the roses gather up the things, or when they were going down the grounding court?
When you're gathering up and you noticed all that energy was in front of you, did you notice that your body was shifting? And then what happened when you let the roses go? Did you notice your body shifted after that?
I think so. I noticed the tension happening in my body when it was gathering up, when the roses were gathering up the energy, and I think I felt it releasing when it was going down, but it was nothing, it was a drastic difference. The feeling of the gold coming in was very soothing.
Yes.
Extremely, extremely soothing.
Good.
Very silky.
Silky? Is that what a word? Silky?
Silky, yeah. Silky. Okay. Uh-huh. Silken. Like silk.
So these are essential tools. They are for your immediate use. You can use them any time of day, any time of night, by simply putting your awareness on them. So what you learned tonight was center of the head, again by 2 cross-secting lines through the center of your head, and be right in the center, and you are the only one that should be in the center of your head. You learned a grounding cord that has a straight line and a coil. The straight line siphons off the thoughts that are not yours. The coil siphons off the emotions that are not yours. We learned how to have roses, 6 points, point in front, behind, to the left, to the right, above and below. And we are only responsible for what's on the inside of those 6. Everything else on the outside is for us to manage. You learned how to use the rose to clean out inside of that field. And then you learned how to fill in, excuse me, fill in with gold so that you can fill in those spaces. So that's all I'm going to share tonight. I will stay on the line for, excuse me, I have a frog. I will stay on the line to answer any questions you would like to have asked. I will tell you that tonight we learned 4 or 5 tools. In the Create Your Personal Power Field class, we are going to expand on these tools. You will be doing around 25 to 30 processes to learn skills, further skills and tools and abilities that absolutely allow you to step into the fifth dimension of consciousness and the platform that allows you to enter what we call your sacred heart. It's a really powerful class. So if you would like to have information on that, please do let me know. At the end of the call, you will receive a follow-up message from this service right here. This is called Eventbrite that we're on right now. And I will send you a follow-up message tonight that will have the link to this recording so that you can listen to this particular class again. I believe a couple of you on the line tonight have been here before, and you can definitely attest that every class is completely different. It's unique based upon who's on the call. I will also, in that same email, send you a link to a questionnaire. It's 4 or 5 questions that just ask how you did tonight. A couple things: are you interested in the power field class? And if you are, do you want it on the telephone like we're doing here, or are you coming up to Alberta so that we know? And what I will do is when you send the questionnaire in, it'll have a place for you to put your email address for me. And then from my Dr. Nadine Gmail account, the next couple days, I will send you an email that gives you all the tools you learned tonight so that you can print them off and have them for your use. So does anyone have any questions? I'll stay on the line for as long as you have questions, and I thank you so much for joining me tonight. I trust this was of value for you.
Nadine, this is Trish. It would be interesting for people like that have had no experience of this before to know that, you know, when you're going through your day, when we're in the office, when you're leaving to go outside your home, to practice using these tools and to just be aware of how different your experience is going to be. When you're going into a meeting to use some of these tools, to put the rose up so that you're becoming the observer instead of being engaged to the chaotic energy around you. And just have a whole different awareness and experience.
Thank you for sharing that. You know, we talked about the grounding a room. So you practice grounding the room that you're sitting in right now. And every time I walk into a public room, like a public restaurant or a grocery store or a meeting where there's going to be many opinions going on, always ground the room for yourself. And put roses, if you wanted to put roses in the corner of the room or around you, just like you would have your 6 roses around you, you can put 6 roses around your meeting. You can put 6 roses around your vehicle or the airplane you're flying in so that you are absolutely managing your space for yourself. And just like Patricia said, you are managing for you. You're behind the roses so that you can observe. You're sitting in the center of your head so that you have that really quieter, much more quieter point of observation to then choose how you want to engage in your meeting or engage with other people on the highway. And the grounding cord always, grounding cord on your vehicle. So you notice, whatever you do for your body, you can always do for your vehicle, the room, whatever traveling device you're in. And animals, those of you who have animals, my two cats definitely know how to ground, and they have roses around them most of the time. But say when we go outside, my little boy has a, he sees a squirrel or a leaf or a bird, he has a hard time with his roses. But I would say 90% of the time he does well. He's a nut.
I thought of a couple of questions. One is that when I was doing the exercises, I was in one room, and then when you were opening up the lines, I was running into another room, and I noticed, oh, I kind of feel like, oh, it feels like it all went away when I ran into the other room. But it's just a matter of bringing it back to the present moment, right? Like, because I noticed this as I've been practicing, I'll think I'm grounded in it, and it feels like it's gone, but if I just need to sort of see it again, envision it again, and bring it to the present moment.
Put your awareness on it. So your grounding cord will always be there now. Right? You can take it off and put a new one on, but it will always be there because your awareness is going to now say hello to that grounding cord. And what I thought was lovely is that your awareness, I went from one room to another room, and I was aware, I was conscious of the fact that, oh, where is my tool? Where is it? Let me say hello to my tool. So I'm going to ask everyone, practice often, practice when it doesn't count. Right? So as you practice putting your being behind your roses and you practice creating a rose and blowing up a rose, as you're practicing grounding the room, practice it all the time throughout your day, as much as you can put your awareness on it, because there will come a moment, specifically probably between now and next Saturday, where you will have an opportunity where someone's going to jerk your chain. And in those moments, if you've been practicing when it doesn't count, you will remember to use your tools when it does count and simply be behind your roses. And you are welcome to come on any time I'm doing a call. You're more than welcome to come join the call. Practice, practice, practice. Thank you for your question, Carol.
You're welcome.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, I do. I actually kind of thought of that made me think of something that's sort of connected to that. Well, actually, my other question is about the grounding cord too. But what you just said made me also wonder. I've wondered about like when I should reground, like when I should just.
Okay, so let's say. I walked into a meeting, and there were 27 people in that meeting, and there was a lot of crosstalk back and forth, and I wasn't managing my energy very well, and I walked out feeling a little beat up. So the first thing I would do is make sure I am behind my roses, and I would create a rose to clean up all the energy that was left over in the meeting. It's the first thing I do. And then right then and there, I would say hello to the grounding cord I had. And notice, how's my grounding cord doing? Oh, it looks a little beat up too. So you reach around, you unattach your grounding cord. In fact, everyone do it right now. Take off the grounding cord you used tonight. Drop it. It'll go right down to the center of the Earth Mother. Now create a brand new one. So right out in front of yourself, imagine a straight line. A beam of light works really lovely. Kids love dragon tails. So whatever you're using, some of you might be going to bed soon, create a stack of pillows. Take the top of your grounding cord and attach it right to that first chakra, that root chakra. Drop it down. Put a coil of pillows around it. Turn it on and turn it to full release. Because you can be releasing a lot of what's not you while you're sleeping. It was that quick. So normally I would say, Carol, that you know, maybe once a week you want to give yourself a new grounding cord, but as you're practicing, do it as often as you need to. In your situation where you were talking about somebody's dying right now, someone's in a process of cancer, or there's a lot of turmoil going on?
Yeah, some different things. I hope not dying, but maybe.
Okay, so but there's a lot of turmoil going on right now. And if I was walking into a room where there's, you know, 17 different people in chemotherapy, I'd be changing my grounding cord before I walk in. I'd be changing my grounding cord when I walk out. Because you're not just releasing for you. You are releasing for everybody in that room. They see what you have. They see the light, and they go, ooh, there's somebody who knows how to let go of stuff. I'm gonna dump mine too. Right? And you don't need to do it, own it. You just, you're show them how to do a grounding cord. So they're going to look at you energetically, see you have a grounding cord, and just show them what it looks like so they can create their own. But you manage your own energy. So if you need a new grounding cord, drop it, put a new one on. The roses that delineate where you are, as often, again, as those you need to recreate them, blow them up, put a brand new one right out in front of you. Side, behind you, above you, below you. And then be within them, in the center of them.
And so I would guess if you have to do it just in the instant before you're walking into a room or something like that where you don't really have a lot of time to...
Yep. Just say, I'm grounded right now. Boom, boom. I'm grounded. And the more you practice, it's like this. That when you learned how to scramble an egg for the very first time, you had to put a lot of attention on how you're scrambling that egg. But the more you do it, you become very proficient at it, and you're not putting all that much awareness on it. You're just, I'm going to scramble an egg, and it's done. Same thing happens with your grounding cord. The very first few times, you have to create the line out in front, and you reach around, plug it in. But once you do that 4, 5, 6, 7 times, I'm grounded that quick. I have a grounding cord on. You visualize the line in the coil, and you're ready to rock and roll. Now, where you might want to do a little bit more often than that and put your very conscious awareness on it was something I think Vicki said earlier. I could definitely tell when that grounding cord was not wide enough. When I personally needed to expand it, you will know when that happens. And that's what an awareness is. Like, ooh, I'm really feeling a lot of emotion right now. Oh, I wonder how wide my grounding cord is. I'm going to give it the command to expand 3 times larger than what I'm feeling right now. And instantaneously, you will have the shift. Okay, anybody else have a question? Okay, so I will send you one more email tonight. It will come out tonight with a link to this call and the link to the questionnaire. I'm trusting I'm doing this correctly. And thank you to Vicki and Faith. I have to thank both of you guys for letting me know that however I had the registration hooked up, the call number wasn't right in your first confirmation, and I finally figured out how to do that. So you were my learning tool, so I thank you very much for that. And then within 2 or 3 days, you'll receive an email from me from my Gmail account that says, here's the tools you learned.
Excellent.
Yes. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to say thank you for this evening. I just say a quick hello to Patricia, and we talk
to
you soon. Thank you for being our gracious hostess in Alberta. I'm looking forward to meeting you, everybody.
So for those of you who are asking what's happening in Alberta, is Patricia is the host, and we are traveling up to Alberta. I will be arriving, I believe, on the 18th. It's a Tuesday, and I will be available to do healing sessions on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That Thursday evening, I will be doing one of these essential energy tools live up there, and then the Create Your Personal Power Field course will run Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. We would love to have you. If you have friends that you would know would like to be to come, I'm doing one more of these tele workshops on Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning, so that we can get some people from a couple other time zones available here. And then I'll be coming up. So if you have people who would like to take the class, they can contact me or they can contact Patricia. And soon, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, we'll be there.
Woo-hoo.
And it's going to be
Thank
really lovely.
So
all the snow's going to be melted, and it's going to be warm.
That is funny.
I have a laughter grounding cord on. Can you tell?
Yes.
All right, everyone. I'm going to log off, and you all have a blessed evening. Thank you again for joining us. And if you would like, the next call is Monday the 10th at 10 Mountain.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you.